It's time for the 101.5 Fishing Report, brought to you each and every week, all season long, by local independent Mountain Hardware and Sports. When you're ready to gear up for your next fishing trip, Mountain Hardware and Sports has you covered. With four convenient locations and a team of local experts, they'll help you find the right tackle and tips for fly fishing, trolling, or spin and bait casting across the region's lakes and rivers. Can't make it in? Shop online anytime at mountainhardwareandsports.com. Truckee River is fishing great this week with steady flows, 200 CFS out of Tahoe City, 183 through Truckee, and 1100 CFS near Ferret and crystal clear water. Morning temperatures in the mid-50s are perfect for active trout, and wet wading becomes comfortable by mid-morning. Evening caddis hatches are explosive, while daytime brings steady action with PMDs, yellow sallies, and occasional green drakes. Dry fly fishing is best early and late, but opportunities exist all day. Nymphing remains productive in seams and riffles, while streamers like crayfish and sculpzillas are enticing large browns in deeper pools during low light. Consistent success is being reported near Glenshire, Hirschdale, and the canyon stretches, with rainbows and browns ranging 14 to 20 inches and some browns pushing 24 inches. Essential patterns this week include elk hair and EC caddis, PMDs, yellow sallies, and streamers in natural tones. Whether you're drifting dries or stripping streamers, this is one of the best weeks to be on the Truckee River. Some fly favorites to try this week on the Truckee while you're out there are adult yellow sallies, green drake emergers, split case pale morning duns size 16, pale morning dun nymphs in pink, pheasant tails size 14 to 18, caddis pupa and adult caddis in brown and white tones, elk hair caddis, EC caddis, and your favorite streamers. Little Truckee River is serving up quality fishing for those willing to put in the effort, with flows holding steady between 550 and 600 CFS. Though slightly high, the water is cold, crystal clear, and perfect for sight fishing. Wade carefully, especially near willows and deeper channels. Water temperatures are in the low 50s, supporting strong bug activity. PMDs are the dominant hatch, but green drakes, midges, and BWOs are present, with ants and beetles now active near grassy banks. On cloudy days, midges and BWOs hatch in greater numbers. Tightline nymphing with subtle patterns like juju beta, zebra midges, and small pheasant tails is effective in faster water, while dry fly anglers should use long leaders and fine tippet to present PMDs and green drakes in slower seams. Evening swings with soft hackles or mini streamers can draw aggressive strikes near undercut banks. Fish in the 14 to 18 inch range are being caught consistently, with a few impressive browns over 20 inches taken on dry flies. Stealth and patience are key this week. Some fly favorites to try on the Little Truckee River this week are green drake size 10 to 12, pale morning duns size 14 to 16, film critics size 16, juju beta size 18 to 20, Burke's pale morning duns size 16, Quigley's blue-winged olive size 18, zebra midges size 20, or small streamers. Kick off your 4th of July celebrations early this Saturday, the 28th, at Mountain Hardware and Sports. Join them from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at their Truckee and Incline Village locations for a sizzling barbecue demo. Check out the latest grills and patio furniture and get your summer started right. Follow along on their Facebook or Instagram, or visit mountainhardwareandsports.com to learn more. Let's head out to the lakes, where Donner Lake is in excellent shape with surface temperatures in the low 60s and the lake at full capacity. Kokanee are active early, schooling between 25 to 35 feet deep. Kokanee at Donner are averaging around 12 to 13 inches in size. Troll with pink or chartreuse hoochies behind Dodgers for best success. Mackinaw are hanging deeper. Drop white tube jigs or silver Dodgers into the 90 to 120 foot range. Shore anglers are also doing well near boat ramps and docks, using power bait and inflated worms for rainbows. Mornings and evenings continue to offer the best action and to beat the boat traffic. The bite slows down after 10 in the morning, so get there early. Boca Reservoir continues to produce for both trollers and shore anglers. Kokanee are being caught between 40 to 50 feet on the west shore and near the dam. Orange dick knights, pink wedding rings, and small dodgers are doing the trick. Boca was also recently stocked with rainbows at the boat ramp on June 22nd. Surface temperatures are in the upper 50s, so trout are moving deeper midday. Shore anglers should fish the inlet or campground areas with power bait, worms, or small spoons like Castmasters. Morning hours remain key as boat traffic increases throughout the day at Boca Reservoir, which is at 90% capacity. Stampede Reservoir is still the area's top kokanee destination. Schools of kokanee are feeding aggressively between 15 to 30 feet, especially around the Little Truckee Arm and Island. Pink hoochies, purple squids, and orange dodgers have been hot. Adjust your depth as the sun rises. Fish move deeper after 9 in the morning. Trout are active near coves and inlets during low light. Bass can be found in 10 feet of water near similar areas as trout. With surface temperatures in the upper 50s and the lake at 100% capacity, both shore and boat anglers are finding success at Stampede, especially in the early morning. Prosser Creek Reservoir is getting better post-spawn. The lake is delivering steady action for both trout and bass. Shore anglers near the dam and Alder Creek Cove are doing well on power bait, worms, and salmon eggs, especially during the first and last hours of light. Fly anglers are picking up on zebra midges and small nymphs under indicators. Water temperatures in the mid to high 50s are keeping fish active, and bass are beginning to push into the shallows. Shore access is somewhat limited due to high water, but productive if you're mobile. Prosser Creek Reservoir's current water level is around 96% capacity. And finally, the Lahontan Cutthroat Bite at Pyramid Lake is winding down, with the season closing this Monday, June 30th. Early mornings still provide good shots at large fish. Troll 120 feet deep from a float tube or boat with orange flatfish, chartreuse jigs, or spoons using lead core or downriggers. Focus efforts near Warrior Point, Hell's Kitchen, and Monument Rock. Surface temperatures are pushing into the mid-60s, which in turn has pushed fish deeper and made shore fishing much less effective. This is your final weekend to get in on Pyramid's trophy action before it shuts down for the season. That's it for this week's 101.5 Fishing Report. Until next time, tight lines. The weekly 101.5 Fishing Report brought to you by Mountain Hardware and Sports. Whether you're a seasoned angler or a beginner with your first rod and reel, Mountain Hardware and Sports is your go-to destination for all things fishing. Visit any of their stores in Truckee, Incline Village, and Blairston for all of your fishing essentials and get advice on where to head out on the water for the day. You can also learn more about Mountain Hardware and Sports by visiting their website, mountainhardwareandsports.com.
Went to the hardware, got me a hook.
Placed that line right on that hook.
Boy, I've been fishing all the time. I'm going fishing.